Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the various ahadith, striving out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Anas radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Laghadwatun fi sabilillahi aw ruhatun khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Laghadwatun. A little while in the morning, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or ruhatun, a little while in the evening. Not the full morning or not the full evening, but a little while in the morning or a little while in the evening, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is better than the whole world and whatever it contains in it. Ulama explained that why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that a little while in the morning or a little while in the evening is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. Because in reality, the world is not worth very much. But spending time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is worth so much. Why was it necessary for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to mention this? So the explanation that is given is because in our hearts, we weak people in our hearts, this dunya has so much of value. So much of value that two brothers are prepared to break the relationship because of money. Like two partners are prepared, years and years they are partners, they are prepared to break that partnership, prepared to break that relationship because of money. Or like that, even with the parents, with the children, children with the parents, just because of some money. So it shows how much of value we attest, how much of value we put to this dunya. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing that this dunya has a place in our hearts, so to tell us that a little while in the morning or a little while in the evening is better than the whole world and whatever it contains. So valuable it is, that even that value that you have in this heart of yours, this little while in the morning or little while in the evening is better than that also. Another explanation ulama give is that spending the whole world and whatever it contains, spending a little time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better than spending the whole world and whatever it contains. And this is tied up by a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, he wanted to perform salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He wanted to get one more salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he would join the army. So his niyat was good, reading salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on that occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if you had to spend whatever is in this world, you won't be able to attain what reward those people had got by spending that morning in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, although you stayed with a good niyat here in Madinah Sharif to read salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if despite this you had to spend whatever is in this world, you won't get the reward of that morning that these people that left before you, that morning that they had spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you won't even get that. So this ulama give these two explanations. It is better than spending whatever is in this world, spend a little time in the morning or evening. When Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, Ata rajulun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqal, Ayyun nasi afdal. And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, he says that a person came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, which Ayyun nasi afdal, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the best of people? Now, we seen in yesterday's hadith, the three sahaba had come. One was Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the other was Abdullah ibn Sa'ud radiallahu anhu, the third was Abu Zar radiallahu anhu, asking almost the same question, that which action is the most beloved action, which action is the most virtuous action, because they were interested in action, how we can do more and more of actions, how we can do more a'mal, how we can bring a'mal in our lives, and how we can bring the best action into our life. This was their concern. Today we're seeing another sahabi, Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, that same concern is also in his mind, that same concern he's also got, that which people or which person is the best of persons. Paul Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now answered him, Mu'minun yujahidu binafsihi wa malihi fi sabilillah. That believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that strives with his wealth and strives with himself in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala thumma man. So sahaba were like that, they wanted to try and get as much as they could, so they can also be part of those people that are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they could do that action that is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, day after this person who strives in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his self and his wealth. Thereafter who? قَالَ مُؤْمِنٌ فِي شِعْبٍ مِّنَ الشِّعَابِ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَيَدْعُ النَّاسَ مِنْ شَرِّهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is that believer who resides, he stays alone in the valley. He stays alone in the valley, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sparing the people from his evil. In other words, what it means is you'll get people sometimes, they know they've got some weak qualities in them. They got some qualities or they got some kind of temperament that can't generally mix too much with people. Now, in their mind, in their thinking, that I rather stay away from people because I don't want to hurt somebody. I got a very loose tongue. I got a very sharp tongue. If I'm going to mix too much with people, I might say the wrong thing and I might offend somebody. Or I got a very short temper. I might just lose my control and I might hurt somebody. I might injure myself. I might injure somebody else. So based on this, this person now to save people from his weaknesses, to save people from his faults, to save people from any harm from himself, this person moves away. And in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that this person is staying alone in a valley. His niyat is that he's going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he's going to save people from his harm. So here we learn a very important thing, one important lesson, is that if we know we got some weakness, some sore point, or something in us that may cause harm to others, then just to save people by harm, not even doing good actions, not even doing any nawafil, any or voluntary optional action, but just to save people from our sins, save people from our harm, that in itself is a good deed. We don't need to do too much, but just save people. How good it is if a person can save people from his harm as well as do good deeds. So together with him doing good deeds, he identifies that I've got these weaknesses in me, this is the problem that I've got in me, and he tries and save people from that harm of those weaknesses and that problem. A person who does this, now he's already got 50%, so to speak, 50% of tasawwuf in his life. That 50% is ta'ammul, that consideration, that thinking. If I do something, what is going to be the consequences of it? He's thinking of this, and now he does his actions. The only 50% now that is left is tahammul, where a person has to make bardashi. Bardashi means that sometimes somebody may do something to him, somebody may tell him something, somebody may act in a very bad way towards him. This person has got that control in him. He resists. He doesn't say anything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see what a great reward there is for this. So we bring these two things in our life. Not only it will be a pleasure for people to mix with us and be with us, but we ourselves will be saving ourselves, and we will also make it such that we will get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, we got a Mastura Jamaat in our masjid. The program times are advertised on the board. We should see how we can get our women folk to try and attend the program, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.